The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yeah, great excitement in our house last night. Love Island kicking off for a new season. And we saw Galway senior county footballer and primary teacher Sean Fitzgerald make his Villa debut. But I suppose given the sometimes risque nature of the show, is there an issue about teachers returning to their day job after a stint on reality TV? Joining us for more on this is comedian and social media influencer Kaylee Trapp. Sean seems like a really good lad and good fun and so on. But there is a wider question here about if you do return to your day job, say as a teacher, which is, you know, kind of, let's face it, it is kind of a position where you are something of a role model. Is there an issue going back to that after doing a show like Love Island?
I suppose, first and foremost, as we say, as teachers, we often say, to smile and a hibra. And I feel like after watching last night's episode of Fitzy or Sean or Mr. Fitzgerald, I don't know what he goes by, he's come across really well. So I don't know if that lad will need to go back to teaching or will have any want to go back to teaching.
Yeah, but that's a fair point.
I'd imagine going into a show like that, you're probably in the pursuit of opening your horizons to new things, and you might never need to go back. If you look at the people who have been on before previously, like Maura Higgins Irish, she's done so well for herself after. But you just have to play your cards right, and he looks like a fella who has, you know, a wise head on him. And I know that even just by watching last night, he seems like he's going to play it fairly PG, and he's up for the crack, and he's not talking the lingo of Love Island just yet. So if he plays his cards right, I don't see why not, but I suppose time will tell.
Okay, and look, I'm not trying to make life difficult for him. As I say, he seems like a good lad and funny and self-effacing, and you know, but like you mentioned PG, I mean Love Island is not PG. I mean, I'm not its biggest fan, but I've seen enough to know. I mean, there is some pretty risque stuff in it, and some stuff you've got to do in games and competitions and all that kind of stuff that some people would say maybe isn't compatible with going back into the classroom afterwards.
Of course. And like there's always scope for change. I feel like every year that Love Island's on, I watch it in and out, so I'm not an expert on it. But I feel like every year kind of becomes a little bit more, what is the word? Like, I suppose as time goes on in society now, they can't air certain things. So even just from watching other contestants last night, there's nurses, there's quantity surveyors, there's different types of jobs. So this could be the year that it changes its sights a little bit, but who knows? But again, I think you can't paint every picture the same. And with Sean, if he would like to go back to teaching or keep that as an option, he has to be careful, I suppose. Kids nowadays have to have these positive influences, but it is an after hours show, so I know they can do what they want, and there will, I'm assuming, be producers in his ear trying to get him to do things. But
well, this is the thing, isn't it? This is the worry, yeah. That, and it'll be edited in such a way to have the, you know, the most TV friendly stuff in there.
Of course, at a viewer's discretion. I always say, I think the world I'm in, it's far from Love Island, but I've learned that what you see, what we see as viewer, isn't always the case, and it's an entertainment show at the end of the day. So I'm sure there'll be things that he's doing in there that are completely harmless that might be painted in another light, who knows. But he just has to be careful, and I'm sure in the lead up to the whole process he has taken everything into account. I know in any kind of reality shows that I've done before, not again on the Love Island spec, you're very well briefed and warned, and you're very well looked after behind the scenes. So he knows what he's getting himself into, and you know, he's used to teaching 30 odd kids, so I suppose a fire pit and whatever else won't be much on that. But
that's true. I suppose there is another point that needs to be made as well, which is that, let's be honest, no primary school kid should be watching Love Island.
Of course, and you can say that it's up to parents to monetize that, and of course they don't. I'm sure a lot of the, you know, teachers and parents of kids that Sean has taught or children in general won't be allowed to watch it, but then there's clips available on TikTok and whatnot. There's always a way to find these things, but all the only advice I would give to parents is try your best to monetize it, I suppose, but it's just sometimes it's impossible with the world we live in nowadays. But having just watched even just the initial episode last night, I think he went down very well, very positive, and it's great to support our own.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just reading a quote here from Colm O'Rourke, the former Meath County footballer, Meath manager, and a former school principal. And he took a pretty relaxed view to it. He said, it's great for a young man to seize an opportunity like this in life, something a lot of young people would love to do and admire him for doing. And then he said, there should be no issue with his decision to go on the show, particularly in a school system that is based on tolerance, respect and empathy. If a staff member came to me during my time as principal and said they wanted to go for something like this, I would support them 100%, he said.
Of course, because it'd be quite hypocritical as teachers that, you know, I used to be a primary school teacher myself, and the one mantra I had with the kids was always pursue your dreams, always follow what you want to do. And if it's something that he wanted to do, then I see that as a positive thing, be it if he wants to go back, if he can go back to teaching after, that's tomorrow's problem. But I was laughing earlier when I was thinking about this. I was saying, you know, a lot of primary school teachers, secondary school teachers go into politics and then they become scrutinised by the public for different reasons. So I suppose Love Island might not be the worst option.
And, no, they're not going around in their swimming togs, though, and, you know, and laddering themselves with suds and various other things that goes on in... In Love
but some
Island.
Might argue they're doing worse or better, who knows, but so there's different ways of, no one really nowadays, it's never a straight line. A lot of teachers or guards or people who work as civil servants often go into other areas of work and stuff like that, so it's very common now. I know Love Island isn't as common, but it's a huge compliment for him to be narrowed down to the final, whatever it is, 10 people, so he must have something about him.
He undoubtedly has something about him, I have to say. Look, just personally, it's just a personal thing, I kind of hate Love Island, I hate what it stands for. I hate young people watching it because I just think it creates this ridiculous, unrealistic expectation and standards of pretty low standards, but I don't like it, but maybe I'm just old hat. I don't know what you think of it, Kayleigh.
And you know what? Everyone has the right to their opinion, and I don't even know what I think of it, to be honest. I get a lot of clips out of it and skits, and some might say my lip syncs come from Love Island, so I have to be grateful for it. But in some ways, on the other side of that, I hate to love it. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure. But it can be a little bit of a background watch. Even my father would find himself tipping in and out of it, but not so much. So I think it's a guilty pleasure of a lot of people. And whether you love or hate it, I suppose there's so many shows like that nowadays. And if it's not your cup of tea, you know, just don't watch it. But coffee can't be everybody's cup of tea. So I honestly don't know what I think of it. Would I have gone on it? Definitely not. But I have a lot of respect for anyone who does, as long as they're willing to deal with the consequences.
Well, they definitely haven't asked me to go on a Kayleigh. I can confirm that.
What?
The idea of, I'll tell you one thing, the idea of me going around with swimming togs for 4 weeks, nobody wants that.
But anyway, so lucky.
Kayleigh Trapp, thanks indeed for talking to us. Kayleigh Trapp, their comedian and social media influencer. Look, best of luck to Sean. He seems like a really good fella, and look, we all wish him well. Cannot stand the show, hate what it represents, but maybe that's just me. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.